unbelievable job in the investigation. There was a lot involved, very complicated. You know, they dotted their I's and crossed their T's, and they did everything that you want to do, and they didn't succumb to the pressure that normally comes in one of these investigations to get an indictment with, I think it was 39, just a heck of a job. And from our perspective, obviously, nothing will bring Derrick back, but obviously, I'm very proud that we found a person, or at least got a chance to go through the due process and start from there. But I think our organization's very happy, and all the Williams family's very happy, and we'll kind of go from there.
Knowing Rosalind, that, you know, this has brought back some memories for her, and probably she needs a little time to digest that. I really like Rosalind. She did, as I've said in the past, a remarkable job under very, very bad circumstances when Derrick was killed. So I really do look forward to talking to her, but at the appropriate time. We stayed in contact as much as we could with the Denver Police Department. And, you know, they were going to do a very thorough job of this and make sure they came out with the guy who actually pulled the trigger.
And there's the spirit that D. Will has is the spirit that exists in this locker room, you know, within his organization, all the way from Pat to Mike to all the way down. Everybody's been very supportive of positive efforts, you know. So this sends a message to all those youngsters who think that by joining the gang, you could get away with murder, get away with assaults. No, as they say, you may get by, but you won't get away. And this is a very encouraging to know that at least something being put in place to hold people accountable.
Something that, you know, within that, you know, guys is happy, guys, you know, settled, and, you know, just want to, I'm sure the Durant Williams family is happy now, and so that was a great deal to get that accomplished.